The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
I am David Jacoby. We are Jalen Jacoby. Go. What exactly is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
The Bucks got a statement win over the Nuggets. And did the Cowboys sneak diss Dak Prescott? We will get into that, but we start with the losing side of the Super Bowl, and that is Patrick Mahomes. Word is today that he will be having surgery on that toe. And he reflected about what the impact of this Super Bowl loss would be on him and the Chiefs' approach moving forward. Here he is.
Yeah, I mean, it'll definitely motivate you. I mean, when you're a competitor and you get so close to your ultimate goal and then you fall short, I mean, it's something that will motivate you for the rest of your career. It was a bad feeling in that locker room after the game. I mean, you don't want to have that feeling again. And so luckily enough, we'll have a lot of the same guys back. And we'll obviously add new guys. And we'll set the tone from the beginning of the year, beginning of the offseason, that we have to be better. We have to be better than we were this last year in order to go out there and win the Super Bowl.
So, Jalen, it seemed like we talked about Tom Brady all day yesterday. Let's talk about Mahomes and the Chiefs. Do you think this is a motivating loss that will correct some of their weaknesses, or have they been exposed and this will go the other way?
I do think so, but he's in fast forward, as you see, running for his life. And when a lot of people were sleeping on him from the beginning, this show adopted Mahomes because he's our homie. So I'm not going to like diss him or like talk crazy. In the Super Bowl, however, Tampa did a football version of putting a tag on that toe. How about that? They put a tag on that toe in the Super Bowl because that front four was getting pressure. How about that? Shaq Barrett and Ndamukong Suh, JPP, like they did work. But you can tell Mahomes was hobbled. He had been hobbled the last couple of games. I appreciate him after the game not making any excuse, but they did get beat by a team that played better that day.
Absolutely. And if you were to tell me who is the favorite to win the Super Bowl next year, I would still say the Kansas City Chiefs. I thought that was a surprising performance. I kept waiting for their offense to score a touchdown, to turn it around, to make a comeback attempt, to make it a game, to make it one score, to put some pressure on Tampa Bay. It never happened, but that was clearly because of the depleted offensive line. And I think that when they get their team back together, they still have Andy Reid, they still have Mahomes, they still have Kelce, they still have Hill, they still have all their weapons and the guys they have on the other side of the ball. I think that this Chiefs team is my favorite to win the Super Bowl next year. I'm not dissuaded by that performance, and I think it'll be motivating. I think they'll come in with a chip on their shoulder. I think they're going to be a better Chiefs team next year than this year. What do you think?
I think that you should get ready for Friday's show because we had a bet on this game, and you had an opportunity to pick who was going to win. You chose Kansas City. I chose Tom Brady. You're going to dress like a clown on the show this Friday. It's going to make me happy.
I hope so. And not only am I going to be a clown on the show, I'm going to have the full clown makeup on. I'm going to walk home in the streets of New York City with it on just to see what happens. Like, why not? I mean, how many times am I going to have full clown makeup like the Joker in Gotham City? Why not? Maybe I'll dance a little bit on my way home just like the Joker would as well. Well, that's the Mahomes reaction from the Super Bowl. There's something interesting from Tom Brady as well. We saw him and who I call bad weather, Tyrann Mathieu, going back and forth and back and forth in each other's faces and finding each other after the plays. Well, Tom Brady said he texted Tyrann Mathieu and apologized. You think this is a boss move or a soft move from Tom?
Definitely a boss move, an OG move. And I'm going to tell you the number one reason why he did that. Game recognized game, and he know Mathieu is a dog. That's the only reason why he did it, because he actually got respect for him because he know he's that deal playing football. We've seen Tom Brady over all of these years go back and forth with defensive players. I don't recall him texting none of them apologizing. He strictly did that because Mathieu is a beast, and you don't want to have that guy mad at you because he blitz a lot too. See, here's the other thing. He blitz a lot, too. So you can talk all of that in the Super Bowl, but we're going to get a chance to see y'all again. And who did you pick to win it next year? Who did you pick to win it next year?
I said my favorite would be the Kansas City Chiefs, sir.
Okay, so that means they might be playing again. So you don't want that guy to come back and be like, have a bounty on you in his mind. You don't want that. So that's a boss move by Tom Brady.
I think so, too. I think that in the heat of the moment, in the middle of the Super Bowl, you're going up against each other and you're talking trash and you might say some things that you regret later. Something tells me, because Tyron sort of hinted at it, that he said something that he can't repeat. Like, I think it got a little too heated. Maybe a line was crossed. Maybe Tom felt a little bit of guilt about some of the words that came out of his mouth and just felt like he wanted to express himself to another respected professional in Tyron Matthew. And you're right. Game does recognize game, and Tyron Matthew, yes, lost the Super Bowl. However, one of the most impactful defensive players in the entire NFL and one of my favorite players. Bad weather, still got your back. Just because you lose doesn't mean we jump ship. I only do that to complete franchises, not to players. Well, we finally get to focus on the NBA solely as the Super Bowl is in the rearview mirror. And we had an excellent matchup last night between one of the best in the East and one of the best in the West. Of course, I'm talking about the Bucks and the Nuggets. And it was the Bucks that got a bit of a signature win, but they did it a little bit differently. What do you like about their approach offensively last night?
I saw something that I want to see more often from the Bucks offense, in particular, depending on the opponent. And that's Giannis being the recipient of the offense, not necessarily initiating it the entire time. When he struggles shooting three-point shots, it puts too much pressure on him to initiate the offense every time if his defender gonna back up off of him for 10 feet. So now if you let somebody like Middleton, and the team was playing without Drew Holiday yesterday, initiate the offense, Giannis can be a roller, a catcher, a finisher, and other players can now be a recipient of that playmaking. And so this is something I hope to see from their offense a lot more going forward. Giannis still going to get his numbers. It just yesterday he got them a lot different.
Exactly. And they didn't have Drew Holiday in the lineup, which put a little more pressure on Middleton, a little more focus on him. And he's definitely showed up with the dimes. And, of course, 29 points. And you have Antetokounmpo with 30. However, I wouldn't mind if Mr. Middleton made a three-point shot as part of those 29 points. But, you know, can't do everything all the time. But the Joker did what he does. The Joker put up another monster game, and that's what he does. But there's something that you've noticed about the Nuggets that you would like to see a little bit more of, and has nothing to do with that man, the Joker.
So, you know, I was like the capo of the Denver Nuggets bandwagon a couple of years ago. So much so, Stephen A. Smith just bought me a $2,000 designer pair of shoes because I bet him that they were going to have a better regular season record than the Lakers, and they did. So the Joker gave me what I needed. He elevated to MVP status. Will Barton, one of my favorite irrational confidence guys, gives me what I need. Monte Morris, one of the best backup point guards in the league, always I know what I'm going to get. Michael Porter Jr. gives me that upside, has the potential to be a superstar, can do multiple things at his height. But then I'm like, wait a minute, I was supposed to be settled in my backcourt. I signed Gary Harrison. I love his tenacity defensively, but he can't really make open shots, especially consistently. And I know he's been in and out of the lineup with injuries over the last couple of years. And then now is the elephant in the room. One of my favorite players when he get going, like Jamal Murray, sometimes like he did a move, he just slashed to the basket, and he jumped off the wrong foot. It looked like Mario Brothers video game. Like it just looked effortless. But then I'm like, wait a minute. He and Donovan Mitchell, I predicted they both would ascend. But when Spider performs, he does it every game. Murray's too inconsistent. They need him to be a dynamic duel with the Joker and then allow those other weapons to contribute to that. So it's going to be interesting to see if the Nuggets decide, hey, Murray's our guy going forward. Or I'll ask you a question. If you're on the telephone and the Washington Wizards' Tommy Shepard calls and says,
Yes, I'll take Bradley Beal. I'll take him. Whatever you want. I'll give you Porter Jr. too. I'll take Bradley Beal. And I think Jamal Murray has been inconsistent. He was 1-for-7 from three last night. Shoots 44% from the field, which is he wanted that to be up a little bit more. And he's only got four games where he scored more than 20 points all season long. which is just something worth keeping an eye on moving forward, especially off of the playoff run that he individually had
Jamal.
In the bubble. Finally, the Lakers and LeBron played, so we're going to feature him. And guess what? It did take overtime. However, it was a great triple-double from LeBron James that powered them to the win against the Thunder. Jalen, what do you think of LeBron?
I just appreciate his endurance, his professionalism, and bringing it every night. Because on paper, it seems like AD should be playing the most minutes during the regular season, and LeBron should be pacing themselves for the playoffs. And it's the exact opposite. LeBron James is in the MVP conversation. You remember when he was like, you know what, this is going to be your offense, your team, and we're going to feature you. No, they're featuring LeBron. And it just also highlights their depth, that they can still play well even though Anthony Davis wasn't available.
Well, it's not just their depth. They are so deep that Wesley Matthews didn't play in the previous four games. Well, guess what he did last night? Oh, no big deal. 5-7 from the field, 4-5 from three. And he didn't play in the last four games. That's a testament to how deep they are and his professionalism to always be ready to show up and go 4-5 from three. Some tells me that he'll be getting some more minutes moving forward. We will also move forward, and I can't wait to do it because we get to celebrate my favorite player in the National Basketball Association. I tried to tell all of you about him. Me and Jalen have been singing his praises for months now, and now it's all coming to fruition. LaMelo Ball is taking over in his rookie season. 7 threes last night from the youngest Ball brother, Jalen. I love LaMelo so much.
Lift every voice.
In 1920, halfback Fritz Pollard led the Akron Pros to a championship in the newly formed National Football League. The next season, he accepted the role of player coach, becoming the first black head coach in NFL history. Today, his impact is felt through the Fritz Pollard Alliance, an organization advocating for diversity in coaching and front office positions.
Coming to you live from the Seaport District in New York City and brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, it is now time for the segment where you decide what we discuss. It is Keep It Moving.
Wu-Tang!
If you would like to discuss the topic, say hit the brakes. If not, we will keep it moving. And we start with my favorite player in the NBA, someone we have supported for months now, LaMelo Ball, went to work against the Rockets, hit 7 threes. And again, ended up with a double-double. Jalen, what do you think of LaMelo?
Do work, nephew. Everybody knows if you want LaMelo Ball news and updates, this is his parking spot. This is his home court. Big shout to my little brother, JJ. Jermaine Jackson doing a terrific job working with the young fella. You see that improved jump shot, Jacoby?
Mm-hmm.
You seen him make 7 threes in the game?
Mm-hmm.
You see him getting triple-doubles at his age already? And so, he was coming off the bench most of the season, and he run Rookie of the Month. This dog, he's going to be a superstar, man.
Oh, yeah.
What did you say before the draft? Every single GM
that doesn't draft him and has the opportunity is going to regret it. I'm sure they already do. And that jump shot looks so good when 7 threes go in, but it doesn't always look great. I watch the games on League Pass. Sometimes he's going to have 10 assists. And sometimes he's going to have some really ugly turnovers. But this man is under 20 years old. The jump shot's going to get better. The turnovers are going to come down. He does make rookie mistakes, but he does so much on the floor for this team. And he also is part of one of my favorite nicknames in the NBA right now. Wish I could take credit for this one. When it goes from Ball to Bridges, the duo is called Airbnb. I love that one so much. Jalen, Kevin Garnett had a really interesting quote about intergenerational basketball. Here's what the big ticket had to say about the players of today. I don't think guys from 20 years ago could play in this game. It's creative, it's competitive, it's saucy. You'll get dropped, across you over, and break your ACL these days. This game is in a great place. Jalen, you played 20 years ago. What do you think about his statements on this cross-generational comparison?
The game is in a great place. It has always been in a great place. And I agree with the big ticket. Each time a generation happens, they're gonna look at the past generation and either over-exaggerate why it was better, mm-hmm. or why it was worse. So I have an iPhone right now, and I know it does a lot more than my SkyPager that I had back in the day. But when SkyPager was out, it was that deal. And so KG is right, but also remember when he came out of high school and so many other players did? Elder Statesman felt the same way. These young players don't have what it takes to have staying power in the league. And before you know it, guys like he and Kobe and Tracy McGrady going to be Hall of Famers, and the league worked in reverse. They made it so those guys couldn't come out after high school anymore because teams had to protect themselves because they found themselves recruiting ninth graders, looking at 10th graders, trying to get them to come out after the draft. And so the big ticket does have a point. Players are more skilled, they shoot with more range, they're bigger, stronger, faster, the access to medicine, hyperbaric chambers, and all of that. But the one thing today's game does not have that KG embodied, that's physical intimidation. Mm-hmm. That does not exist in today's game. Let somebody make a shot on the big ticket and they want to hit their chest or they want to push to the ground. He wouldn't have been so enthusiastic about that part.
Jalen, we discussed this previously to the show, and we do think that your game would translate to this new generation because of your height and your ability to do many things with the basketball. However, the champagne and campaigning would not translate. You'd be on at TMZ every morning. That's the only problem with changing you on the court would be fine in today's game. Champagne and campaign would be tough. Moving on, did the Cowboys diss Dak Prescott? Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
So we in the forced Cowboy topics time of the year, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Got it. We're going to keep it moving.
Keep moving.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
Interesting field goal attempt from Draymond Green at
the end
of the fourth quarter in a game against the Spurs. Let's just take a look at what Draymond tries to do with over 8 seconds left in the game. Boom, shooting it from half court. Your thoughts?
Well, Draymond Green is family, so I can't front. If he shot it from full court, there'll be no Draymond Green slander. But I will say this, that's the smartest dumb play that I've ever seen. Quoting Day-Day. How about that?
That's exactly what he had to say about it. Clearly trying to get a foul where there was no foul to get. Well, we have a new York Knickerbocker. That's an old New York Knickerbocker.
Hit the brakes.
Now, Derrick Rose is reunited with Tibbs and the MSG faithful, moving to the Knicks from your Pistons. What do you think about the move?
I'm happy for him because so many times you don't get what you want throughout this professional journey, and it seems that Tibbs and Rose, when you look back at the journey, got that. Anytime both of those guys got a chance to be with each other with three separate franchises, while they're both, in particular, Rose, still playing at a high level.
Rose has done really well. And, Jalen, we have some information about the Dark Man X's new album.
Hit the brakes!
Not only will it feature DMX himself, not only will it feature Pop Smoke, but it'll feature our guys, Griselda. Jalen, how excited are you for this new album?
I'm speechless.
The first time in 10 years, Jalen Rose has been rendered speechless. I've been waiting you to shut up for a decade now, and I didn't know all it take was a Dark Man X and a Griselda mention, and that's all it's going to take. Thank God. Finally, I can have the show to myself.
It's
when we come
yours.
Back, hopefully Jalen Rose will still be speechless, but some tells me he has something to say about the NBA All-Star game.
Stay tuned for that. DMX!
SEC Big 12 Super Tuesday starts with Arkansas traveling to Lexington to take on Kentucky at 7 p.m. And then in the Big 12 nightcap, it is West Virginia and Texas Tech at 9 p.m. in a battle of two ranked teams. Make sure you tune into both of those tonight on ESPN. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, every single day, Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA, listens to our podcast, and then before bed, he watches the television version. So he will hear this. And we have some advice. We'd like to address Mr. Silver directly. LeBron said he doesn't want an all-star game. Giannis said he doesn't want an all-star game. Now Bradley Beal is saying they don't want an all-star game. Mr. Silver, please do not have this all-star game. Why don't we want him to have it?
I think we're going to look up and Rostradamus says in 3-2-1, there's a Woj bomb saying that this is canceled. This idea is scrapped. We're going to find a way to honor these players besides having them fly to Atlanta and play a basketball game. We don't need this extra basketball game this year. The other professional sports didn't play all-star games. Figure a way to work it out with your business partners. Protect the players who have contractual obligations with other sponsors. I believe this game does not take place.
And even if they do pull it off safely, which I believe you can, Mr. Silver. Mr. Silver, listen to me. Remember when you said that NBA athletes should take vaccines to act as role models to sort of prove to society that it's safe? I think that you are role models in the decisions that you make as a corporation, and you should not be doing non-essential games, which is exactly what the All-Star Game is. And I agree with you, Jalen, because Mr. Silver's going to see this episode of Jalen Jacoby. He's going to get on the phone, and then you'll see that Woj bomb. I want to thank LaMelo Ball just for being LaMelo Ball, and I want to thank you, Jalen Rose, for joining me and celebrate him all the time. We will be back tomorrow at 2 p.m. on ESPN. You got to give the-